Escape pod ready.
April 1st.
I'm Earl Green, and this is the Logbook.com's Escape Pod, taking a look at what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1960, the first weather satellite, Tyrus 1, transmitted the first television image of Earth from orbit. Tyrus 1 was in operation for only 78 days. In 1958, the BBC Radiophonic Workshop was founded, providing some of the world's earliest purely electronic music for the BBC's television and radio productions. Their earliest unearthly sounds were made entirely by tape manipulation. Synthesizers just weren't available yet. Later on, of course, the workshop became famous for the Doctor Who theme tune. Born on this day in 1917, Canadian television producer Sidney Newman. He would later migrate to the BBC, where he would play a major role in the creation of Doctor Who. Actress Grace Lee Whitney, who played Yeoman Janice Rand in Star Trek, was born today in 1930. Michael Praed, who played Robin Hood in the 1980s TV series Robin of Sherwood, was born this day in 1960. Babylon 5's second Hugo-winning episode was broadcast.
In the last few hours, we have learned that warships are coming this way from Earth. Their orders are to seize command of Babylon 5 by force. As commanding officer and military governor of Babylon 5, I cannot allow this to happen. President Clark has violated the Earth Alliance Constitution by dissolving the Senate, declaring martial law, and personally ordering the bombing of civilian targets on the Mars colony. He is personally responsible for the deaths of hundreds of innocent people. As of this moment, Babylon 5 is seceding from the Earth Alliance.
In severed dreams, the B-5 crew rebelled against the increasingly totalitarian government of their native Earth, which was a massive shakeup in a show that was known for turning traditional sci-fi upside down. In 1993, the first Honor Harrington novel, On Basilisk Station, was published by Bayon Books, the beginning of a military science fiction book series that's still going today. And in 1981, the game UFO was released for the Magnavox Odyssey 2 video game, which was kind of like Asteroids, except you got to ram things. You can read about these events and many, many more every day of the year on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline. And you can also pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs there, along with the hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
Well, we're in it now.